Welcome to the latest Personnel Recovery Centre to open officially for business. It's Liz Mullen here in Colchester at the grand opening of a very special facility, Shavas VC House. So that's it. The official plaque has been unveiled outside Shavas VC House by two wounded soldiers selected for the occasion. Right, well, I've just managed to nip inside and I've cornered one of the two soldiers who actually officially opened Shavas VC House. She is Gunner Maxine Ball. Hello, Maxine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine now. How did that feel?
I felt quite honoured to do it, yeah.
Just tell us why you're here, what your injuries have been.
In 2009 I got injured due to being in the artillery, constantly heavy lifting all the shells, so kind of broke my pelvis and ripped all my muscles off. So I've been having loads of recovery, having surgery, and came here for all the courses they can offer me here.
So what sort of things are you going to be doing?
Well, actually, I've finished most of my courses, but unfortunately, this wasn't open at the time, so I was going to Tidworth and Catterick.
So how does this compare? Obviously, this one is purpose-built. It's completely different, really. What do you make of it?
I love it. I think it's amazing, inspirational. It'll help a lot of people, I think, definitely.
Yeah. So what's the important thing about personnel recovery centres like this? What is the main thing that soldiers can achieve?
Understanding if they are to be discharged, understanding what they can do and can achieve out of into civil life, because a lot of them get too orientated around the army or any military life. So when they come here, it opens their eyes up and kind of they feel a lot of help to show what they can be.
Yeah. Well, it's been lovely meeting you, and congratulations on being the person to actually pull the string that opened the plaque.
I'm very honoured. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Gunner Maxine Ball here at the new Shavas VC House, the Personnel Recovery Centre at Colchester Garrison. Now, I've caught up with one of our main speakers at the opening of Shavas VC House today. It is Major General Gerry Berrigan, CB, Director General Personnel. So why was it important to clear your schedule and come here today?
Well, the Recovery Centre is one of my major initiatives. It's one of the major things on my agenda is to provide the best facilities for those wounded and injured sick soldiers who are either going to return to duty through recovery or a transition into civilian life.
Well, the PRCs are proving a great success, of course, but you, in your speech outside, you described this one as a significant milestone.
Well, it is. In a sense, we've had Edinburgh open for a little while, but Edinburgh was adapted from an existing centre. This has been purpose-built from the ground up. In fact, only 14 months ago, I was here for the turf cutting, and it seems incredible that here we are now with this fantastic facility open and running.
It's an astonishing-looking building. What do you make of it architecturally?
Well, I think it fits in with the other architecture in Colchester Garrison, the new build Colchester Garrison. It fits in amongst all of those buildings, so it doesn't stand out. But I think it's also, in design terms, absolutely purpose-built for wounded, injured and sick soldiers.
Indeed. So because it's purpose-built, of course, all the facilities here are absolutely superbly tailor-made. What do you think of what you've seen so far?
I've been really impressed, actually. I think it's fantastic. It's bigger than I thought it was. When you look at the plans, you think it's smaller. It's actually very big. It's well laid out. There's plenty of space and there's some fantastic facilities here.
Have you spoken to some of the early guests yet?
Yes, I have. I've spoken to a couple and they share my view.
Now, you also mentioned that the size of the charitable donations that's made this possible are quite some history-making.
Yes, they are, and it's been extraordinary, really. The generosity of the British public and the help of our two key charitable partners in helping us deliver this centre and others around the country to give us the best facilities available for wounded, injured and sick personnel.
That's Major General Gerry Berrigan. Now, joining me here, in the garden, actually, is John Crisford. He's Vice Chair of the Royal British Legion, a crucial part of the partnership which made this building possible. John, what does it feel like today to come and see the completed product with people moving in?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You could go over with superlatives like awesome and all the rest of it, but the building is so nice and the layout and everything is so, well, it's perfect. It's what we want for our people.
Is it important to you to see this first purpose-built one come into operation?
Of course it is, yes, and I think a new build is really a good thing for the people that are going to use it. They've got super accommodation up there. I've been up there. I had a sneak preview, and there are absolutely super accommodation up there.
Now, you've made a commitment for about the first 10 years, certainly. Yes. Remind us of the money that you're intending to put in.
Right, £5.5 million but I would say that this money comes from the Poppy Appeal, from our fundraising. So it's the great British public that have provided this money, and we need to thank them for it and then show them exactly what it's all about and why we need to look after our armed forces community. I would emphasise that our case officer that we've got is over and above that. So we're providing him because we feel that he needs to be here with people that need him to help search the system to find out how they can be better off. If they move into civilian life, so be it. But if they stay in the army, they'll still need help.
And of course, these places are absolutely unique, aren't they? The range of support that they actually offer. I don't think many of us can actually get our head around quite how different it is, the concept.
Yeah. If you go back to the last World War and previous wars as well, you go over to France and countries overseas and you'll see many, many cemeteries, loads and loads of headstones. These people died in combat in the field of battle. Some of them were injured and laid at the side of the roads, never to be picked up. Medical science has moved on so much so that now they bring them home. If we brought them home and just left them to get on with their own lives, I don't think the British public would thank any of us.
Well, it's a great day and it's great to see you here. John Crisford, thank you very much.
Thank you very much as well.
It's Liz Mullen here at Chivas VC House with the Royal British Legion's Vice Chair, John Crisford. And giving one of the opening speeches, and rightly so, was our garrison commander, Colonel Mike Newman. Colonel Mike, what a great day.
It's a wonderful day. It's a real celebration. And as you just said, you know, to have this house named after Noel Chivas, VC and Bar MC, what a fantastic tribute to a man who gave everything for the blokes. And that's what this house is all about. It's giving everything that we can for the blokes. And the people that will come through here will find a facility and people that work in it that cover a whole range of areas of advice and support from the community as a whole and parts of the facilities and access to the advice they need within defence as they do that path to civilian life. And the people that come here and use this facility really do need that extra support. So it's a wonderful day that we can celebrate that this facility is now up and running.
And you've crammed as many guests in as you legally can today. But you were saying in your speech that you're going to be bringing far more people around, people of importance locally, so they all understand what's going on in here.
We will have, we've got 58 councillors coming tomorrow. Which makes up all of the councillors, so that we've covered that base. We've got other business leaders that I have been in touch with who were not able to make today, who will do bespoke visits for. And I think that will multiply, because as people come and they see the facility and they will go back and they'll talk to friends, they'll talk to other people who will perhaps be able to support us in one way or another. And we'll be running visits, I think, for many weeks and months to come. And that will then have that multiplying effect where the ownership of and empathy by the local community to this facility will be absolutely superb.
Somehow you've got to juggle these visits and their essential nature with not invading the privacy of those who are actually studying here and rebuilding their lives here.
Yeah, that's very true. And obviously the staff here ultimately will decide how often they can do those visits and the form that they will take. My job is merely to make those connections and build those linkages so that we can take full advantage of the wonderful support that we get from Colchester as a town. From my point of view, perhaps Bryn Parry puts it best, they're the blokes, which is both male and female. And any bloke that needs to use these facilities will get the opportunity to do so and will be really well looked after and have that chance to access a range of advice and opportunities that they will need to ensure that their journey to civilian life is as good as we can possibly make it.
Well, obviously, this centre is for anyone, wherever they come from, but it is situated here at Colchester Garrison. So how do you feel about that?
I'm clear that this facility, because it's situated in Colchester, is one that 16 Air Assault Brigade will wish to take ownership of. Not exclusively, because it is available for anybody that needs it and that they might come from further afield. But inevitably, many soldiers from 16 Brigade will avail themselves of these facilities and in many cases will settle here in Colchester. And there's that symbiotic effect that we want to make sure that we help to push along so that the people of Colchester, 16 Air Assault Brigade as a community, and this facility all work in harmony to give the best possible chance for the guys that come through here that need these facilities.
Well, good to catch up with you on this very proud day, Colonel Mike Newman, Commander of Colchester Garrison. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Liz.
And here I am with Bryn and Emma Parry, the co-founders of Help for Heroes, without which we would not be sitting here today. Bryn, if I can talk to you first, you were very generous in your opening speech, giving much credit to the Royal British Legion and the partnership between you in achieving what has happened here.
I think that's very important. I think that people, since Help Heroes started 4.5 years ago, have been thinking, you know, we're the new kids on the block, I think is a bright expression. And actually, we are just yet another charity in a noble tradition, which was in the Legion, were formed in 1921. The same motives, the same ideas. So we are, if you like, the latest manifestation of the desire of people to do something to help the members of the armed forces. And it is terrific that we can work together with the Legion. And in this particular centre, we're building it, we're responsible for it, and they're contributing and supporting, which is a fantastic relationship.
So can you remind us of the financial figures to deal with the actual realisation of this wonderful new building?
Well, this one is a £6 million capital build. It's going to cost around, well, just over £1 million to run it every year. The Legion are contributing £550,000 towards that every year. If you look at the whole, what we call the defence recovery capability, we've committed £136 million to support the men and women of the armed forces, and the Legion have committed up to £50 million. So over £200 million combined, plus other charities that have come in with lesser amounts, to provide a support capability. Obviously, the military themselves bringing in staffing and the infrastructure, so a three-way partnership, really. Help here is taking responsibility for Tedworth House in Wiltshire, Parker VC down in Plymouth, this one, Shavas in Colchester, Shavas VC in Colchester, and with the Phoenix House in Catterick, plus the Fisher House, which is going to be Birmingham at the hospital. So we've really got five, and the Legion providing the Battleback Centre at Lillishall, and the Mark Wright George Cross House up in Edinburgh, which is the original one, and a lesser facility, the Brighton House out in Senilaga. So each responsible for our own bits, but all working together as partners.
But I imagine, Emma, 4.5 years ago, you couldn't possibly have envisaged quite what has been achieved. I mean, here we are today in this beautiful new state-of-the-art building. You couldn't have imagined this, could you, in your wildest dreams?
You couldn't have made it up, really. It is lovely, though, to think that the people of the country want to give our men and women of the armed forces, the boys and girls, the very best. And with the money, we can do that. So the more that they contribute and help fundraise and have their crazy events, the more we can carry on doing this work. And I think the main thing is for the people to know that it, or the soldiers to know that it's there for life. They can come back, you know, they can, and it's something that they'll be part of. It's not something that they will just use for a few weeks and then that's the end of it. They can come back, they can bring their families to stay, hopefully maybe mentor some of the other guys going through similar things. I think all of that really helps their recovery. And the more they realise that life will get better, they will be able to succeed as a civilian, if that's the course that they have to go down, it'll give them great comfort, really, as opposed to being worried and nervous about the future. They'll feel reassured. And we use the three words inspire, enable and support. And I think those three words sum it up very well, really. And that's what we're able to do.
In a small way, you actually tested the building out. You did, in fact, stay here last night. What was that experience like, Bryn?
It's really nice. I think we've immediately gone away and said we can make an improvement, because I think the bed could be wider for two people. And I think we're going to also make a remark about the towels, but that's what we should be doing. We should be looking for best. Mm-hmm. And I've stayed at Tedworth the other day, made some comment about the temperature of the showers. You know, it's minute details that are so important. And although it may drive people mad, I think these places must have a standard of excellence, so that both the wounded guys themselves, men and women themselves, but also their parents, their relatives, their girlfriends, their wives, mm-hmm. can come here and go, wow, somebody really cares. And if I can't criticise the towels or the temperature of the shower, then I would be not doing my job properly. So I think these centres have to be superb, yeah. So that the guys know that the people of this country value them. And that's very, very powerful, because if you know you've got the people rooting for you and supporting you, then you know you're going to be supported for life and you can always come back.
And I think the other thing is consistency. So wherever you might perhaps go to Tedworth House, you might go to, obviously, Shavas House, that you get the same standard of excellence, really, and that's really key. And, you know, you live and learn. It's like anything. When you have a house, you start, you know, getting your own stuff, and you know what works, what doesn't work, and I think that's just normal behaviour, really, and we'll keep adding value if we can, making small suggestions and things. But I think that's actually a very important role, as Bryn said, just to make sure that it's different, sufficiently different. It doesn't have too much of a military flavour, because it is also their home while they're here, which is quite a different thing to being, obviously, in more of a soldierly place.
Well, you know, one can only congratulate Help for Heroes in having come this far. And, of course, this is a very important and proud day.
It is. I think I always say to people, I always feel very strange when someone says you must be proud of the success of Help for Heroes. And I say that's not, the word success is not the word I'm comfortable with, because I think it's more to do with responsibility. So when we deliver something, that is a moment when I feel good. We are now doing what we should do, and therefore I feel a sense of relief rather than the sense of success. Mm-hmm. I also feel that now is just the beginning on a centre like this. We now need to see what this is going to be like in 3 months' time, 6 months' time, or 10 years' time, and it has got to be good. In fact, it has got to be brilliant. And really, neither Emma and I or any of our team will relax until it is brilliant. And we get such a kick out of meeting people like Arthur Williams, who came back to Tedworth a while ago, and he's now a pilot, he's a marathon cyclist, he's going to be a commentator on the Paralympics, Channel 4, and yet he's paraplegic, his life was over, he thought, and now it's not, he's taken success. Or Ben, who's working in the kitchen at Tedworth and is going to become a chef, or Dan, who's now going to become a bricklayer, or Lyndon, who's got 95% in his plumbing course. And I get quite soppy, and there's no question of pity, but this is just pride in some extraordinary young men and women who can achieve incredible things given the support that they deserve. So, long answer, very simple question, but we don't feel successful. We feel responsible that then when the guys do what they can do, men and women can do what they can do, given the right start, we feel hugely proud of them. And I think that's the emotion I'm feeling today.
Bryn and Emma Parry of Help for Heroes, thank you very much. And joining me now is Private Alex Stringer.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, just describe in brief what happened to you.
Beginning of last year, I got called out to a routine, two devices found in the middle of the road, set up our safe area, went out on isolation, being the fifth man back, four people already stepped on this device that no one was aware it was there. So, you know, in fact, the four people trodden it, no one was none the wiser. I come trodden it, treading this piece of ground, and the next thing I know, I was up in the air, and yeah, about 5 minutes after that, I was in flames, and then on a helicopter, and on the way back to Bastion, and then flying off back to the UK pretty soon after that. So, my injuries are obviously a through knee amputation on my right hand side, half my hip and my entire leg gone on my left hand side, and my left hand and arm gone to the elbow.
So. Right, this is pretty devastating. So obviously you've been through the physical rehabilitation and the treatment.
Still going through my physical rehabilitation, because obviously it is a lot more ongoing, because obviously being a lot more severely injured, it does take a lot more time for myself to get back to health, and especially because I've had quite a lot of infections and setbacks from, you know, medical side of it, because it's just the human body fighting back against what it's already gone through. So
yeah. So are you actually a resident here at the moment?
No, because I've got my own place down in Canvey Island, so I live pretty local. So for events where it's just day events, I tend to drive in. But, you know, when I look at doing my courses where I'm going to be spending weeks here, I'm going to be looking at obviously getting a room and becoming a resident then. Mm.
So what do you think of the facilities? You've obviously had a look round.
Oh, it's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant building. I mean, you know, it's got enough space, enough areas to go and socialise, and it's got a lot to offer for, you know, for everyone, not just the injured community. It's got a lot to offer for everyone. The wider corridors, for instance, I mean, just having that space to be able to go down it and not have to worry blocking someone from coming the other way, or, you know, just going too slow because someone's stuck behind you. You know, having that bit of extra room is brilliant. You know, having this extra space in the communal areas so we can sit down, chat, and not have to worry about moving around every 2 seconds to get out of people's way. That's fantastic. Having, you know, obviously adapted toilets in all the rooms is fantastic. You know, in the kitchen, they've got the raising and lowering counters, which, you know, is absolutely...
Well, Alex, good luck with your future. You're clearly on track, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Nice talk to you.
That's Private Alex Stringer, my last guest today, here at the Gervas VC Centre in Colchester Garrison.